I want to take a second to remind you to sign up for the Poso Daily Brief. It is completely free. It'll be one email that's sent to you every day. You can stop the endless scrolling, trying to find out what's going on in your world. We will have this delivered directly to you, totally for free. Go to humanevents.com/Poso. Sign up today. It's called the Poso Daily Brief. Read what I read for show prep. You will not regret it. Humanevents.com/Poso. Totally free. The Poso Daily Brief.
What happens when the fourth turning meets fifth generation warfare?
A commentator, international social media sensation, and former Navy intelligence veteran.
This is Human Events with your host, Jack Posobiec.
Deliver us from evil.
New sanctions coming out. These are breaking sanctions. In fact, just announced against Russia. This is announced by the White House. They're in response, of course, to the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, and also time to mark the 2-year point of Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine.
House of Representatives must pass the bipartisan national security bill. The bill provides urgent funding for Ukraine, and it passed overwhelmingly in the Senate. And there's no question, none. If the Speaker called for a vote in the House, it would pass easily today.
I'm here today because I know that to achieve victory in this fight, just like in the battles of the past, we still need the hand of our Lord and the grace of Almighty God.
There's many different groups orbiting Trump, but the thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalists is very different, mm-hmm. is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God.
These people are telling you exactly who they are, folks. Here's what Jack Posobiec said at one of the breakout sessions today.
Welcome to the end of democracy. We're here to overthrow it completely. We didn't get all the way there on January 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of it and replace it with this right here. We'll replace it with this right,
all right.
Here.
Amen.
That's right, because all glory is not to government, all glory to God.
If their attempt to mark a dictatorship to Americans is successful, scaring is caring, we're in for a lot worse. As historian Nancy McLean writes in The New Republic, lurking behind the full frontal assault by Donald Trump and his enablers lies a far more far-reaching threat. If the Republicans gain control of both houses of Congress, expect a state-authorized constitutional convention to eviscerate core rights and protections most Americans hold dear.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard today's edition of Human Events Daily, live from Washington, D.C., CPAC, with today is February 23rd, 2024, Anno Domini, ladies and gentlemen of the media, to Joy Ann Reed, to Mark Hamill, to MSNBC, to the Washington Compost, to the failing New York Times, and dare I say, the former Vice.com. Welcome to the end of your democracy. It's done. It's finito. I'm sorry. You've had your turn. It's all over now because we are coming in. Yes, we are coming in. Oh, Drudge Report is very upset with me. Joy Ann Reed is very upset with me, but I'm going to tell you. Here's how I'm going to end democracy. Are you ready for this? We're going to introduce a little thing called voter ID. We're going to introduce something called citizenship checks before you're allowed to vote. We're going to introduce a little something called election integrity. We will return to one election day. We will return to in-person voting. And if you say that's the end of democracy, I say that's the end of your authoritarianism. You say democracy, but you mean total control. You call us. You dare say that I am the one who's instituting a dictatorship when your regime is the one that is seeking to strip Donald Trump from the ballot. Your regime is the one that is seeking and has arrested Donald Trump, not one, not two, not three, but four times. You've arrested the J6ers. You've given them unequal treatment and unequal sentences. You're trying to put people like Dr. Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon, all behind bars. And you have the gall, the absolute gall, to accuse us of being the ones who institute a dictatorship as you are trying to make Donald Trump die in prison the way Navalny died in prison. Well, I have something to say to you, Joy Ann Reid and MSNBC and Mark Hamill, apparently. Luke Skywalker's upset at me, folks. I suppose the Force is no longer with him. What can you say? I guess he just can't get his lightsaber up. But, folks, as Master Yoda once said, every once in a while, there is another. And this time around, folks, that other's name is Donald J. Trump. And when I say there will be another January 6th, I mean there will be another January 6th when Donald Trump is certified president of these United States once more. Stay tuned. Be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best ways that you can support us here at Human Events and the work that we do is subscribing to us on our Rumble channel. Make sure you're subscribed. You hit the notifications so you'll never miss a clip. You'll never miss a new live episode, and we're putting them out every single day of the week.
I rolled with Bloods, and them boys had a saying. You can't be listening to all that slappy whack, trimatazole, it's a bam ship, nippy bam bam, like Human Events with Jack Posobiec.
Jack Posobiec back here live, Human Events Daily, CPAC in the house. Folks, the world is in absolute flames. Bidenomics, a complete and total disaster. But it cannot, it will not ruin my day. Do you know why? It's because I start my day with a hot America First cup of Blackout Coffee. 100% America, Blackout Coffee, 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support and shipping, they embody true American values, accept no compromise on taste or quality. We love Blackout Coffee. It powers us, it powers the show, powers us here at CPAC, powers our fight against the Democrats and their democracy. So if you want to support Blackout Coffee, the businesses that support America, and it is family-owned, make sure you go to blackoutcoffee.com/poso. Use promo code POSO20 for 20% off your first order. We know Easter is coming up. Blackoutcoffee.com/POSO, promo code POSO20. We're here with Mike Davis, Article 3 Project. Ladies and gentlemen, the next acting Attorney General of the United States of America. Here he is, Mike Davis.
Well, thank you for having me, Jack.
Because I haven't caused enough trouble, so I figured I'd bring Davis on.
Yeah.
And then do we have time for a quick special crashing human events, ladies and gentlemen, we got the next Attorney General, and the person who will confirm the Attorney General, it is the next senator from the state of Arizona, Carrie Lake.
I don't want to ruin her Senate career.
No, I know. All right. I can't promise votes.
I wish I could vote.
Carrie, how are you liking CPAC?
It is so great. I mean, I think back to my first time at CPAC when I came just to watch and see what was going on. And now I realize that this is the conference that is changing the world. We are seeing world leaders here. The president of El Salvador. Tomorrow, I believe, we're having Milei.
Yes.
If I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, Javier Milei.
And we're having the most consequential leader of our time, and possibly one of the most consequential leaders in human history, President Donald J. Trump. This is where news is happening, and this is where the conservative movement is being molded and grown, frankly, to go out and save America.
Now, President Bukele said last night, and it was an incredible speech, where he said the theme of CPAC this year is where CPAC is where globalism goes to die. But he said that in El Salvador, it has already been killed. If you're elected to the United States Senate this year, can we as a country finally pull ourselves out of this globalist system?
Absolutely, 100%. I don't just have optimism, I have confidence. Because we saw what President Trump was able to do in his last administration, his last term. He was able to do a lot, even though he had, you know, the deep state working against him. Now imagine if the people are with him and he has some backup and support in Washington, D.C. We have seen in El Salvador. At one point, El Salvador was the murder capital of the world. It is now one of the safest countries in Central America. It can turn around quickly, and I believe that's just been in the last 3 years that they've been able to turn this around. What we have to do, though, is use every ounce of our energy to get out there and make it happen by November of 2024. And keep in mind, we already know what the policies are. We know how to turn this around. But we just have to realize the power that we hold when we work together. It's truly amazing. President Trump is the man to do this. We're watching people like Viktor Orban turn things around in Hungary. We're watching El Salvador. We're watching these nations where it looked like all hope was lost, and they've turned things around quickly.
Well, and Milei down in Argentina slashes his administrative state, is shuttering departments, and all of a sudden they have a budget surplus, and he's only been in office a couple of weeks.
It's amazing, and I think we will see that as well. When we are not pouring hundreds of billions of dollars into endless wars overseas, when we're not doing that, think about what we could have done with that money here at home. We could have solved the water crisis in the West. We could have built the wall. We could have given Americans who want good jobs but don't have the training, job training. Or for goodness sake, we could have returned a whole lot of money back to the taxpayers. So we just have to stop this. I call it money laundering, because it's pouring overseas into countries to start wars, and we have no accountability where those dollars are going.
Carrie, where can people go to follow you, to get involved with the campaign?
They go to carrielake.com, K-A-R-I-L-A-K-E.com. We've had a bunch of reputable polls come out showing that we are ahead. We don't know yet if Kyrsten Sinema is going to run, but it's starting to look like she's not. But we are going to be going to battle with one of the most radical Democrats in all of Washington, D.C. He makes AOC look mainstream. So we got to win this Senate race. We need to give President Trump the majority in the Senate so he can get his Agenda 47 accomplished. And I'm going to be there to work with him and make sure we do that.
Amen. Folks, would you like to see Carrie Lake in the United States Senate? What do you say?
Thank you. This crowd is great.
I think you've won these guys over.
Okay. Can you, any of you voting in Arizona? Okay. We need some Arizona voters here. Right there.
All right.
He said, I'll move to Arizona to vote for you. Thank you for what you do. You know,
God
we're
bless,
we're
Carrie.
All part of a big movement here. And it takes all of us. And I want people at home to know that you were born for this moment. You are here for this moment. And you may not think you have the ability to make a change, but you do. Get involved, knock doors, get involved with a campaign you care about. Make a donation if you can. I know we're in Biden's economy, it's not easy. Get involved and do something. We have 10 months to save our country, and I just know we're going to do it.
10 months to save America. Carrie Lake, the next senator from the state of Arizona. Great polling, by the way, recently. Great polling. I saw that. God bless. Thank you. Carrie Lake, storming the set, folks. Storming the set. Mike Davis, now we promised that you would be the next attorney general, possibly only acting attorney. We'll use a pocket confirmation. You know the process better than anyone. Walk us through, because, you know, we're already talking about the end. When I say the end of democracy, I mean their democracy, the liberalism wasting disease that has taken over Washington. What are some of the first moves you would make as attorney general? Because I've said day one of the new American Republic, we are calling for righteous retribution. Retribution!
Well, I would say this, Jack. As you know, I can't get confirmed to anything, but I would say someone like Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton would be a fantastic attorney general. And whoever Trump brings in as his attorney general, it is time to clean house at the Justice Department. It is time to clean house at the FBI. It's time to clean house at these various U.S. attorney's offices, particularly in D.C., because they have been loaded up with Democrat operatives, and they have been politicized and weaponized to go after Trump, his top aides, his lawyers, his supporters on January 6th, parents, Christians, while they give amnesty to Joe Biden and every scumbag Biden, Antifa, BLM, Hamas. We cannot have a politicized and weaponized justice system, and that means we have to clean house in the Trump 47 Justice Department.
We have a country right now where violent criminals are allowed out on the streets right here in Washington, D.C., right up the river. And at the same time, the people, who do they lock up? They lock up pro-lifers. They lock up people who were peacefully protesting on January 6th, which, by the way, I was going to say this on stage, but one of the lines we had was, you have a God-given right in this country to protest a stolen election. No one can take that right away from you and call you an insurrectionist. You have a right to be there. We had a right to be there. I was there on January 6th. peacefully marching, peacefully there in support of the effort, by the way, to actually look into what happened during the election. And so when I made this comment, people are saying, oh, Posobiec says he wants another January 6th. I said, yes, a January 6th where we certify the votes for Donald J. Trump.
That's exactly right. What Biden and his Justice Department have done to these January 6th defendants is unconscionable. We have a First Amendment right. We have a God-given right to protest our government, and it is only illegal to object to presidential elections in third world Marxist hellholes like North Korea, right? And that's where the Democrats are taking this country. They were, what happened on January 6th, it was a lawful protest permitted by the National Park Service that devolved into a riot. And what the Democrats, what Joe Biden, Merrick Garland, and his Justice Department are doing is they're using January 6th as a pretext to round up political opposition and throw them in prison.
That is not a democracy. The same way, and how ironic is it, by the way, that here we are, and I know you were here last night as well as myself, that the president of El Salvador comes to the United States to lecture us about our issues of losing freedom, our issues of losing liberty. It's like, wait a minute, the whole world is upside down when El Salvador, and God bless, by the way, President Bukele and everything that he's done down there, if they can figure it out, we can figure it out. And the number one thing beyond all of this, not only justice for the Jan Sixers, but they are trying to put President Trump behind bars. They've arrested him four times. They're trying to strip him of the ballot. If you want to talk about anti-democracy, I don't think what else you could do other than that.
Yeah, nothing screams democracy like impeaching someone twice for nonsense, indicting him four times for non-crimes, trying to throw him in prison for 700 years, trying to bankrupt his business for non-fraud, or having some nut job like Gene Carroll make up allegations against him. And when that all backfires, we're just going to take him off the ballot. Nothing screams democracy like taking the leading presidential candidate off the ballot like the Democrats are trying to do to Donald Trump. If this were another country, we would sanction that country for what Joe Biden and Democrats are doing to Trump, his top support, his top aides, his lawyers, his supporters, parents, Christians. This is a war on the American people.
It absolutely is. That's absolutely right. Mike Davis is our guest. We'll be coming back more. Quick break here. By the way, you know what's funny? So Joy-Ann Reid, I got to get this out because I watched her and we played the clip and she said, oh, and Posobiec and his ilk, she loves the word ilk, they want a constitutional convention to open up. I said, whoa, I'm not even calling for a constitution. I've never said that. In fact, I've said, I just want to put the regular constitution back first. If we can restore that and actually get some people into office in free and fair elections, then maybe we can discuss going through the amendment process. But constitutional convention, I've never even called for it. I never said it, Joy. I don't know where you're getting this stuff. It's amazing. It's so amazing the lengths they will go to lie. Stay tuned. Right back, Univision.
You talk about influencers. These are influencers. And they're friends of mine. Jack Posobiec. Where's Jack? Jack. He's done a great job.
All right, Jack Posobiec back live here at CPAC. Give it up, CPAC! Give it up, everyone. I have a question. Do we have any patriots in the audience today? One or two. All right. Do we have any J6 families around today? I can't see past the light. That's Ashley's mom. God bless. Ashley Babbitt's mom is here right now. Do we have anyone? Parker, do we have anyone who could get a camera out there real quick? All right, 2 minutes. Give us 2 minutes. I got to do an ad read here. I got to pay the bills. Folks, this is Ashley Babbitt's mother. Go over here and can I get a round of applause in memorial for Ashley Babbitt, what they did to her that day, and what they've done to you to try and besmirch your name and her memory. God bless. We'll get a camera in just a minute. Folks, the world is descending into chaos. Every day, it feels more and more like something radical needs to be done to fix it. But one thing you don't have to worry about is your clothes. Rhone is our partner for today. They saw the need for radical reinvention, stepped up to the challenge. Rhone's commuter collection, I love Rhone, by the way. I love my Rhone shirts. They're so comfortable. They're breathable. A versatile set of products.
the most known demand. We're talking pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, polos, blazers, and so many more for every occasion. Their four-way stretch fabric, it's so breathable, it's flexible, means there's one less thing to be uncomfortable with. They're also made with wrinkle release technology and gold fusion anti-odor technology, so you'll be smelling fresh and clean all day long. 100% machine washable. So go to rhone.com/poso, that's rhone.com /poso, and enter promo code POSO for 20% off your order. The commuter collection can get you through any workday and straight to whatever comes next. That's rhone.com/poso. Use promo code POSO to save 20% off your entire order. 20% of your order when you head to rhone.com, R-H-O-N-E.com, promo code POSO. Find your corner office comfort. All right, Parker, let me know when we get that. Are we go? Are we set up? One more minute. Okay, so real quick, Mike Davis, if you can give us a... So we know Fonnie Willis has everything's blown up. The cell phone data is out there. I kind of feel like that case is going to get blown up along with her. And yet... Alvin Bragg, we hear, is going to be seating a jury in just a couple of weeks' time. Walk me through the process there.
That is the first incident ever against a former president
for the non-felony of settling a nuisance claim. A businessman settles a nuisance claim, and the prior Manhattan DA passed over this case. The Manhattan U.S. attorney passed over this case. The Federal Election Commission passed over this case, and Alvin Bragg himself, this Soros-funded Manhattan DA, passed over this case. It wasn't until Matthew Colangelo got sent from the number three office in the Biden Justice Department to resurrect this zombie case against President Trump, and it is a laughably stupid case. They're trying to take a businessman settling a nuisance claim and turning it into campaign finance felonies. And so if they're going to go with one of their cases, the Democrats are going to go with one of their four criminal cases, this is the worst one for them, politically and legally.
All right. Now, real quick, I think, do we have Mickey? Are we all set up? Let's go. Mickey Withhook, right?
Yes.
Mickey,
yes.
Withhook,
Mickey
the
Withhook.
Mother of Ashley Babbitt, exclusive interview. Mickey, what can we do to try to get justice for what happened to your daughter?
Well, Judicial Watch is taking that under their wing, and they're pursuing justice for Ashley Babbitt. What we need to know right now and would be so important to Ashley is to realize that the two-tier justice system that's coming after President Trump right now has got 1,300 American citizens hemmed up in that don't have the notoriety and the lawyer power behind them, and they sit and languish in jail. We hold a vigil outside the D.C. jail every night to draw attention to this. The men and women inside that jail sing the national anthem every night at 9 o'clock. We have held a vigil for 571 days. We're there every night to sing the national anthem with them. You can go to forashley.com and find streams to that. You can also find links to write these American prisoners and let them know that America has not forgotten about them, even though it seems like it. And we need to know that American citizens for misdemeanor charges are sitting in jail for 7.5 years. These are people. They have families. They have children. They have mothers. They have fathers that love them, and they're forgotten by this country. So as we watch President Trump come under attack from this two-tier justice system and this criminal kangaroo court system he's in, that this is happening to American citizens. These are not criminals. This is Main Street America we have in prison. And American citizens should be righteously indignant about that. We have American patriots in jail, political hostages, because they are literally still sitting there for no other reason than they dared question this United States administration and this government.
Tell us the website again where people can go to get that information about joining the prayer service, joining the national anthem, and even if people just want to support you guys being there, tell us the website again to make sure everybody hears it.
It's the number 4ashli.com. We have all our live streamers. We have live streamers out there every night. And if y'all are in the area tonight, please join us. We call it Freedom Corner. It's at 1901 E Street. We're around the back of the jail.
Freedom Corner. You know, they want to talk to us about political prisoners and the treatment of dissidents in other countries, in authoritarian regimes. I would ask all of those people to come here and speak with Ashley Babbitt's mother about the treatment of dissidents in this country.
Amen.
And what has been done to people who were not posing a threat, to people who were unarmed, and to people who went to protest a stolen election. God bless you, Mickey.
ForAshley.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jack.
Now, Mike, President Trump, and he said this multiple times, that he wants to institute a task force to review every single political prisoner case. Walk me through, how do you, because I'm sure one of the issues there is that every, you know, every federal prisoner is going to claim they're a political prisoner. So how do you differentiate? What would the task force like that look like? And I'm not asking if you've been, you know, tasked to, you know, come up with any of it to reveal anything proprietary, but just walk me through the process a little bit.
Well, I would say this, if we just step back and remember, we can't have two systems of justice in America. We can't send the full force of the Justice Department and the FBI on the biggest law enforcement operation in American history to go after January 6th protesters. They were there lawfully. There was a permit from the National Park Service. Some of them got out of control and it turned into a riot.
I said this, I was speaking on NBC earlier, and I'm not saying that didn't happen. However, I physically saw with my own eyes that was a peaceful crowd until the police fired on them with flashbangs and rubber bullets. They were peaceful until the police opened up.
Yeah, I mean, I ran the Kavanaugh confirmation hearing as the chief justice or the chief counsel for.
Well, I remember those.
Chief,
that was
chief
not
counsel
peaceful.
For nominations. Those were not peaceful protests. They interrupted the proceedings constantly.
Go ask Jeff Flake about his little elevator moment.
They trapped senators. They threatened senators. They disrupted the proceedings constantly. Not a damn thing happened to them, right? So we can't have a justice system where if they agree with your political viewpoints, they're going to give you amnesty, and if they disagree, they're going to throw the full force of federal law enforcement after you.
Yeah, so, and let's talk about people like Matt Perna and the other J6ers who, after they were found guilty in some cases or in other cases, when they started going after them and they started tacking on these escalated enhanced terrorism charges, and they go and they took their own lives because they saw what Biden and Garland's Department of Justice was doing to them. So if you want to tell me that this government doesn't have blood on their hands, this current government as it sits right now does have blood on their hands, and not just Ashley Babbitt, but also those J6ers as well.
I would say this, unless the Biden Justice Department starts arresting and prosecuting BLM and Antifa and Hamas and abortion industry activists for their much more dangerous and deadly protest, every one of these
we'll
January 6th
should
be
across
pardoned.
Across the line. By the way, Matt Gaetz, I want to cut over here real quick. Matt Gaetz just took the stage, CPAC. Let's cut into him right now.
Truth is, we can't save the nation with the current Republican team. We have to get tougher, smarter, and we need newer, bolder voices in the United States Congress. So if you're out there campaigning and running as a Paul Ryan or Kevin McCarthy Republican, my message to you is this: they don't work here anymore. CNN is accusing me of wiping out institutional knowledge. But if you had knowledge of some of my coworkers and how they made decisions, you'd want to put them in the institution. The next phase of our plan is to replace the droves of retiring members with America First Patriots. Republican primary voters must do their part, and the battle space will be full of enemies. Mike Pence just announced that he's building a $20 million fund to combat America's embrace of populism. And it's no surprise to me that Mike Pence is against populism. He was never particularly popular. People say I'm divisive, but this is the guy raising Republican money to weaken MAGA Republicans. And the media isn't on our side either. The Matt Gaetz chaos agenda. That was the headline from the liberal New Yorker magazine. I must not know what chaos is. Open borders, $34 trillion in debt, $2.5 trillion annual national deficits. Your government might label you a domestic violent extremist if you buy guns or Bibles or, heaven forbid, show up at a school board meeting or attend mass too often. This sounds a hell of a lot more like chaos to me, because your chaos doesn't matter to a lot of the folks working 10 miles from here. Interest rates on credit cards and car loans are skyrocketing. Home ownership, the central thesis of the American dream to our parents and grandparents is now a mirage to the millennials. They say inflation is down, but prices are still up. I never thought I'd live to the day where I'd spend $11 on a bag of carrots. Chaos for lawmakers is having to write budgets and take tough votes. The chaos they are willing to inflict on your life is changing things for the worse. I actually want orderly things like budgets that balance, single subject spending bills, term limits, block grant Medicaid, drill for oil, export liquefied natural gas to anyone willing to buy it in dollars, demand that, I don't know, if the government wants to spy on Americans, they should have to get a warrant and we should secure the southern border. Does that sound like chaos or the orderly administration of this country that you deserve? Now, Democrats, they believed in these things some point between 20 years and like 20 minutes ago. Now, they are the party of forever wars abroad, high prices, low tea, and reverse racism here at home. And by the way, speaking of racism, if it is not racist to ask for an ID for a hunting license or a fishing license, then it is not racist to ask for an ID to vote in any election in any jurisdiction in a free country, the United States of America. So I've noticed there are like two plays that House Republicans right now seem to be really good at running: the punt and the block. And granted, I've thrown a few Hail Marys into the playbook, but the punt and the block seem to be what they're all in on. We blocked the terrible Langford amnesty bill in the United States Senate, but we punted on needed spending cuts. We blocked Mitch McConnell's desire to deficit spend to fund the wants of nations oceans away, but we punted on chronically needed reforms to the abused of the FISA process where Americans were being spied on. We blocked more money to Ukraine for now, and we punted Kevin McCarthy, who authorized $115 billion to Ukraine, that we now see slushing around the money laundering capitals of the world. We shouldn't have any foreign aid to any other country without corresponding cuts to our own bloated federal budget. If you want to send aid to Israel, fine. Pay for it by defunding the United Nations. I want the UN to be zeroed out in our budget. The US should be out of the UN, and the UN should be out of the US. How about that? How about take the money away from the entity that had some of their own people attacking and killing Israelis? Seems like a good offset. I know we've heard a lot about Alexei Navalny's death recently. Tragic. You should be allowed to oppose the ruling party in your country without risk of poison or prison or death. But I would remind everyone, especially the journalists in the back, that Ukraine's Zelensky imprisoned an American journalist who then died in prison, Gonzalo Lira. Not only that, but Zelensky supports outlawing an entire religion, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, and he just canceled Ukraine's presidential elections. Now, call me old-fashioned, but I actually prefer democracies that hold elections. To be clear, Putin is no friend of ours. He partners with adversaries like Iran and is opposed to America's interest. But realism in our foreign policy means being clear-eyed. It is being anti-war, not anti-American. My goals are clearly defined. Can the neoconservative followers of John Bolton and Liz Cheney and Nikki Haley say the same? And what's really left unsaid in this Ukraine aid debate is that Europe's fecklessness is a direct result of them becoming national security welfare queens, largely at your expense. Our European allies, which consist of some very wealthy nations, underspend on their own defense because they dupe you into paying for much of it. Spain sends less on its military than we do on the Department of Interior. France spends less money on their military than we do on the Department of Labor. I think they're allergic to labor in France. With friends like these, do we really need to be searching behind every sand dune or in every Central Asian cave for more enemies? We went straight from a welfare program for Afghan poppy farmers to this. America is not the world's police force, and we are not the world's piggy bank. It is not sustainable. It doesn't make us stronger to borrow money from China to give to another country. We are saddling future generations with so much debt, all while becoming weaker at our core. Now, Democrats want us to believe that Joe Biden can still be commander-in-chief in 2029? I'm opening the 2024 vintage of this wine, and I don't think it's going to get better with age. Joe Biden isn't getting sharper or stronger or smarter. He is getting older, weaker, and less equipped to lead. Trusting Joe Biden for four more years in the Oval Office is like trusting Dominion to count your votes. It's a risky bet. We all know it is time to take Grandpa's keys away, and he just keeps getting meaner and weirder about it. What else can explain allowing the world's prisons to be emptied and sent across our border? Biden is aiding and abetting the invasion of our nation by thugs, Islamic extremists, and Chinese spies. Think about these: a porous border, an unending stream of money supporting a forever war. These are grave, but man, are there simple solutions, like not sending billions of dollars to corrupt countries and finishing the wall and endeavoring upon the largest deportation effort in American history. Word is, I now have problems with the Ethics Committee, which seems really odd to me because I'm the one screaming loudest for actual ethics reforms. Members of Congress should have a lifetime ban on becoming lobbyists or registered foreign agents. We should make it impermissible and disallowed by rule for anyone to accept a campaign donation from a lobbyist or a special interest PAC. Their sole purpose is to buy votes. And for the same reason you don't let the umpire bet on the game, members of Congress should not be allowed to trade individual stocks. How about the Ethics Committee take up those reforms? Now, the Republican ethics chairman, Michael Guest, not only voted for the January 6th Commission, he has become a brilliant stock trader while in office. And I admire the obvious genius. He knew exactly the right time to buy online gambling stocks. His purchase in Evolution Gaming Securities netted him a hefty 36% gain. Not too shabby. Now, I'm not saying that this is insider trading, but this monetary affair is perhaps the most suspicious I've seen since Fonnie Willis and Nathan Wade. So fire your financial advisor. Just follow the Quiver quantitative account on X. You could have been on the ride up with Republican Michael Guest on gambling stocks. You could have made millions like Nancy Pelosi did on NVIDIA. Or maybe you'll get a big return on a Raytheon purchase with Armed Services member and Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. You see, when I offer these critiques that include the conduct of some fellow Republicans, I catch a lot of heat. Don't get me wrong, I'd prefer to just fight the Democrats. But if the Republicans are going to dress up like Democrats in drag, then I will lead the fight against them too. I'm here to fight for you. It's the people's house, after all. Last time I checked, the people hate Congress. We have a lower approval rating than the IRS. So I don't give a rip if they boo me on the floor, if they hate me and their corrupt little souls, and they could even try to expel me on bullshit if they want. But this is a movement that the Uniparty cannot kill. They're trying with President Trump, and even the MSNBC resistance libs admit that he grows stronger by the day. Well, you know what? In the MAGA movement, Pack, my friends Matt and Mercy.
Wow, the great Matt Gaetz, congressman from Florida. What an incredible speech. Here with Kevin Posobiec, Kay Poso.
What's going on?
So, Kev, I would like, if we could, because I know you've been wading into this debate a little bit.
there's this, so Joy Reid is very upset at me, as usual, but in particular, she's mad at conservatives and really just Christians. And they have this contention, they had this guest on MSNBC who said that, I'll paraphrase, these Christian nationalists believe that our rights don't come from the Constitution, that they come from God. Do you have a response to that, Kevin?
Do I have a response to that? I mean, hey, first off, it's a Friday during Lent, so it's a no better time than to bring up where our rights come from. And I had to recall when you and I were in D.C., for before January 6th, which is why we're being accused here.
We stopped the steel rally.
To stop the steel rallies, and we were on a mission to deliver a letter from one of the speakers to speak about that very point, how our rights do come from God. And we were able to get on stage and deliver the message from Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, in which he elaborated at length about how this is true. And none other than to deliver that speech was Dr. Taylor Marshall, our friend.
By the way, Kev,
yeah.
You mentioned Friday and Lent, right? You ready for this?
What's that?
Rosary check.
Fish?
Rosary check. Rosary check. Oh! Rosary check. Right passed. There. Passed. All right, we're good. Go. We've been doing that
for
years now.
We're checked in. Maybe we go to that prayer
service every day. You're not on the team.
Ashley Babbitt's mom there. How about that? The prayer service with her.
Powerful. Very powerful.
I'd be open to doing it.
Look, our founding father, this shows you how bad the education system has gotten in our country, that our founding fathers believed in something called natural law. They believed that our rights, mm-hmm. of course, come
One
from our God.
One nation under God.
It's right there. And it's in the words of our very Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson wrote it. And, of course, it was passed by the Continental Congress. We know this. Certain unalienable rights endowed by our Creator. It's right there.
That's right.
This is the source
you have
of our rights.
E pluribus unum.
From any one.
Out of many one. That's Latin, right? After all.
And so this idea.
How are we one? Yes. What is that unifying factor other than?
That we are all children of God.
Christianity.
Right. We are all children of God, created in the image of the Founder. We believe that people have equal rights. That doesn't mean you're going to have equal outcomes. That doesn't mean we have equal talents. You know, Kev's got the nice wavy hair over here. I got the straight hair, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's equal in the world, okay? But your rights are equal, and we all have equal standing before
That's right.
God.
We all have an equal chance at style, but not everybody's.
Oh, okay. All right. I see how it is.
God gives
right. Coming up on a quick break. Yeah, God helps those who help themselves, right? Quick break. Roger Stone. We'll have to get Stone on style going on here. Human Events Daily coming back live from CPAC.
Working long hours. I'm always listening to Human Events with Jack Posobiec.
All right, Jack Posobiec back live. Human Events Daily, CPAC, Washington, D.C. Folks, we've said it before. When they say democracy, they mean authoritarianism. They believe that our rights come from the government and that the government is supreme. Kevin, do we believe that government is the supreme authority in our world?
We do not. There's one with the ultimate authority. His name is Jesus Christ. I'm here to witness that. When Moses went up to the mountaintop, did he bring down his own rules or did he bring down
God's
two
rules.
Tablets, That's Ten right. Commandments? Why did Jesus have apostles and disciples? It's because he needed to teach them. They didn't teach themselves.
That's exactly right. And so we've gotten so far to the point where we're locking up opposition candidates, kicking people off of the ballot, locking up the political dissidents, the J6ers. We just had Ashley Babbitt's mother on here, a very, very powerful interview. And they call that democracy. And I say that's what we need to end. They say democracy, they mean authoritarianism. We need to bring back an actual new American republic. Bring back a republic that understands our rights come from God, and it is the role of government to secure those rights. That is the purpose of government. That is why our government was founded when it was founded. And if we need to push that reset button because the current occupants of those institutions have gone a little bit too far, then we're going to press that reset button to get us back to the words of our Constitution.
And I mean, don't take it from me or Jack. We're just two guys from Philly, right? We're just two Philly kids. But, you know, you want to... Today at CPAC, we also have who? Bishop Schneider from Texas. Anybody know him? Bishop Strickland, yes. But also a friend of the war room is Bishop Schneider. He's been here before. He goes on with Bannon all the time. And, I mean, what better authority than a bishop? You know what I mean?
I completely agree. No, Bishop Strickland will be here tonight. I can't wait for that. Vivek Ramaswamy will also be speaking. Bukele yesterday, and then tomorrow we'll have Milei, and of course, President Donald J. Trump. And this is what people don't understand. When the people of January 6th gathered on that day, and I will talk about it, they say, oh, you know, I'll talk about it. Excuse me. You have a God-given right to protest what is, in your view, a stolen election. That's a God-given right. And again, it is not Christian nationalism. It's actually American nationalism to say that, because that's what our founding fathers believed. That's why it's there in the First Amendment, the right to gather for a redress of grievances. That's number one. Number two, we were not the ones who wanted to destroy our Constitution. We came together on January 6th to save the Republic,
right,
to save
Amen
the Constitution,
that.
To uphold the Constitution. This was the point. Now, the Fed's erection happened. Okay, we can't change that. But what I would say is that next January 6th, if there are any issues with this election, then I would like to hear them out from the Democrat side or the Republican side. We will have our day in the Senate. We will have our hearing. And we will restore the true American Republic.
Amen to that. Yep.
Look, this is a guy, Biden, and a regime that was installed. No one came. Not a single person came to that inauguration. The military occupied Washington, D.C. It was an authoritarian regime
when it
began.
You have periscopes of that with the fencing.
I have periscopes of that with the fencing.
I remember that. The National Guard sleeping on the ground.
Soldiers telling me I couldn't see that. So you tell me, does that sound like a democracy to the folks here? Does that sound like a democracy when you're not even allowed to walk around with your cell phone out in the United States Capitol, our nation's capital, to view the inauguration of the president without soldiers with rifles and M4s coming up to you and saying that, you know, papers, please. Does that sound like a democracy?
No.
And so, no.
It's like that saying, Jack. It's not that we hate who's in front of us, but it's we love who's behind us.
Amen. Amen. We love who's behind us.
We need to fight and protect.
You don't lock your door at night because you hate the people outside. It's because you love the people inside. Kevin, tell me, what are your impressions of CPAC? Looking forward to President Trump's speech tomorrow. You having a good time? How does it feel? And
I'm
how do you feel about
time.
2024?
I'm having a great time so far. I'm glad we got to see the Cabrini movie last night, see a bunch of familiar faces. I am looking forward to Trump speaking tomorrow. I think 2024 is going to be a lot like 2020, I will say. So we're in for a roller coaster ride. I want to see who his running mate is. Yeah, for sure. I don't know who's going to be, but...
You don't know?
I don't know. Maybe I would like to see Ben Carson. He was one of my original favorites.
Dr.
I was
Ben?
Keeping it on myself. Yeah.
All right, Dr.
Keep
Ben. Okay.
Personal,
all right. Folks, quick A-B test. Dr. Ben Carson, Vice President. Dr. Ben? Okay. Got some applause. What about...
She
was here yesterday. I love this background. Can we get the camera? What about Tulsi Gabbard? Okay,
Tulsi
a little tepid or tepid. Who do you guys think?
How about Byron Donalds?
A couple,
there.
Man.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Out
there.
Oh,
okay, he's leading so far.
Vivek is in the lead. All
yeah.
right, interesting.
Carrie Lake,
because
we like that
for
too.
She wrote, Carrie's running for Senate. So we all love Carrie very much. Sorry? How about RFK Jr.? I think I would say it's anyone's game at this point. You know, we know Elise Stefanik is here today. Kristi Noem is here today. A lot of money in the vice presidential race right now.
Honestly, I think open. 2024, aside from who's running, who's not, from the politics, I think, again, me personally, there's going to be some kind of like COVID 2.0 released, some kind of like weird vaccine.
There will be like some crisis moment.
Climate crisis. They're going to say there's like a giant thunderstorm coming in to keep us
so
from
what do you
voting.
Tell to everybody at home? Are you ready? Are you ready for everything they're going to throw at us
we
here in 2024?
You got to be ready.
Are you ready for them to give them their best shot and you turn around and look at them in their face and you know what you say? Is that all you got? Because that's how you have to do.
Right.
You have to stand and be measured as a patriot. Stand and be measured as an American. We are the American people. Our rights come from God. You will not take them from us. Not you, not government. God Almighty is the source of our rights. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, you have my permission.
Amen to that.